On the line with us today, Ben Hale from Western Livestock. First time opportunity to talk to you this year, Ben. Happy New Year. And Oklahoma National Stockyards yesterday on Monday, numbers were decent, but I tell you, prices continue to be very, very strong in the new year.
Yeah, it was, Ron. Happy New Year to you. We had about 7,500 compared to about 14,000 a year ago, and I'm sure the cold weather sure kept some of them off. I know we had some cattle push-offs. Don't know how big it would have been if it had been nice, but it didn't affect the market. As cold as it was on Sunday and Monday, the market was extremely hot. All classes of cattle, they called them higher in a lot of spots on those feeder steers and grazing steers there Monday.
What jumped out at you as far as some of those sales?
They had a set of black steers there yesterday, weighed 755, bring way up in the 270s there, Ron. And we had some 769 weight heifers there, bring up in the upper 250s, low 260s, just some standout kind of real nice cattle with a lot of condition. And in the grazing cattle, I mean, extremely strong. A lot of them five weight cattle bring from 330 to 360. And even having some of them tight six-weight cattle that were real, real good green front-end steers, some of them brought up in the 310 to 320 range. Mm. You know, not a lot of them, but sure got some of them up in there for the right kind. But most of them traded at $3 or a little north on those six-weight.
Know that Market News reporter remarked that the quality of the cattle seemed to be better this sale compared to the last one of 2024.
Yes, market, the quality was better, and probably the weigh-up conditions were a little bit better, too. You know, but, yeah, it was quality. We had lots and lots of quality there yesterday.
Attitude, as folks brought the cattle in for the first time this year?
Attitude was good on the shippers. They were tickled with what they were getting along with. You know, some of the buyers, you know, have a hard time believing what they're bringing, but it's just the market. It's probably, you know, we know it's probably going to get tighter. Mexican border still shut down and no retention of heifers and it's just kind of the recipe. You know, we don't know how high it'll go, but it's all the ingredients are there for it to get a little stronger, it seems.
With this weather kind of maybe impacting some, maybe especially Woodward this week, what are you hearing from Comanche and Woodward?
We're going to have a decent run. I don't think it's going to be huge, but yeah, I think we'll get them. Looks like that snow may stay south on Thursday, so that may help us. But they got snow up there at Woodward and extremely cold, and same way at Comanche, you know, just pretty chilly to get out. But I think they'll have a decent run, but I think the market's just going to be outstanding.
If you bring the right kind to the marketplace right now, well, they're paying for them, aren't they?
Going to get along extremely well, and we'd sure like to help you in any one of our three locations here in Oklahoma.
If folks want to talk to you about it, how they get a hold of you, Ben?
940-631-2333. We'd like to discuss the market with you and try to earn your business.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock talking about this week's market activities. You can go to their website, westerncommissioncompany.com, to learn more about their family of markets, the Oklahoma National Stockyards Commission firm that they operate, as well as the Comanche market, the Woodward market as well, here in the state of Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.